Hello again, everyone. I'm here today for the next video on my request list. And that is how the Life Path Master 11, so the most important number on your chart, is helped and sometimes a little bit hindered by your soul urge number. Now, you know your life path's the most important number. Your expression number is your fixed and already available talents. Your soul urge number, it's your desires and passion and what you want from life that is the soul urge number 6. So it doesn't necessarily, depending on the other numbers in your chart, give you the ability that you need, but it certainly gives you the motivation and passion that you need to help achieve your life path. Now, the 11 is a very healing energy. You're here with a big responsibility to heal the world on a wide scale with your channeled, illuminated messages. However, the 6 will give you the heart, the compassion, and the people skills that you need or that you want to have. It will make you desire to connect to people on a big scale, family, community, teams, to help you to achieve your 11. But then there's certain elements of the 11, like channeling, like meditation, like spiritual practice, that won't be as supported by the 6 as other elements of your 11. So you may have to change what you're normally motivated or what you normally desire to do in order to help you to extend from the 6 towards the 11. Because remember, they're two different energies. So the 6 brings you some useful motivation energy so that you can use it to help you achieve your life path. But there may be a couple of elements, not many, because the 6 and the 11 are quite congruent, that you might need to work a bit harder on, and maybe you might not always want to do some of these extra things. So let's get looking at what you're here to achieve, what your heart wants to achieve, and see how the gap is bridged between the two, and what you're going to find that you really want to do to support your purpose, and some of the things that you're going to be less inclined to do. Now, as a Master 11, you're an old soul. Okay, you've come with a double one because you've done many life paths before. So you've got a lot of wisdom in that heart of yours, to the point where, like, when you're a child, it's like putting an adult's brain into a child's body. Many 11s struggle to hang around with other children when they're children themselves. Many 11s prefer to hang around with adults or those that are more spiritually and life mature, because that's what the 11 is within their soul. It's like me putting your adult brain into a child's body and then throwing you into a nursery school. It's not going to be something that you're going to be able to jump into at all, really, because your heart is sort of more experienced than the average child spirit. Anyway, so you're an old soul here to learn to engage in spiritual practice, to channel healing messages, whether you do it to heal people as a psychic or an innovative business person or a speaker. There are many, many ways to specifically put the 11 into work. You might be a singer-songwriter, you might be a speaker, a psychic, a spiritual teacher. There are many, many other ways as well that you can focus your 11 energy. So you're an old soul and you're here to bring healing with that energy in whatever specific way you decide to do. So channeling new ideas, healing messages, ideas and innovation that brings about positive world healing, not in your home, not in your own life, not in your environment, world. That's spreading a message to as many people as you possibly can in order to help them to heal their heart and soul. You need to learn to use your intuition. That is really important. Listen to your empathy, the feelings that you get from people and the world around you, and how you can relate to that. Your perceptions, your higher perceptions, your psychic potential. This is all there. You might think everyone has this potential, but they don't. So you are a sensitive being that is here to use those sensitivities so that you can analyze and assess others in order to bring them healing, to heal the world and raise the world's vibration on a big level. It is a big, sometimes overwhelming experience for an 11, especially with the level of master energy that hits an 11 daily, that can be very overwhelming and cause great nervous tension and anxiety within an 11, often before they've even got out of bed in the morning. So it's important that 11s indulge in spiritual practice, visualization, meditation, intention setting every morning to help focus their master energy that hits them daily, focus that energy into tasks and intentions that you can use to help you to illuminate and channel and manifest positive change in the world. You need to learn to see your uniqueness and your unique channeled message as a gift that only you can bring. Confidently expressing your unique creativity, nurturing leadership in order to get your ideas out there and to nurture your team and your family and your long-term relationships, because many 11s struggle with their long-term relationships. Not you so much as a 6, but we're going to get on to that. Always learning and developing yourself as an 11, so keep doing that. If you're into spiritual development and self-discovery, keep doing that, because you need to develop yourself and channel the wisdom through to yourself before you can then use that to help you to channel it towards others, to heal and illuminate other people's lives and improve others' well-being, which is what you're here to do. However, you're a giver, you know, and you are inclined to want to give too much because you have an attitude and a heart, I must add, of service. So you've got to balance your responsibility to others with your own needs to prevent exhaustion and illness and sometimes resentment, because you find that you're helping, giving, and you know, it's feeling that maybe you might be taken advantage of, or you know, you're not getting the praise that you need. But you know, you're here to develop past the need for praise. You're here to know that when you heal one person, the healing ripples go outwards and heals many other lives around it, and then further out. What you do to one, you do to everyone, because we are all interconnected. This is what you're here to learn as an 11, amongst other many things. To not need thanks or appreciation from others, simply because you know your value already, and you know that what you've told that person or how you've helped that person or what you've done for that person is going to ripple out towards everyone, and that you're spreading a healing message whether people say thank you or acknowledge it or not. This is the higher level of the two from the 11 too. So lots to achieve if you're a life path 11. But having a soul urge 6 does give you certain extras that are really going to help you along your way, because you're here to be compassionate and healing and to be nurturing and supportive and build relationships with others as an 11. The 6 soul urge is going to make you want to do that. You're motivated and exciting when you're manifesting your idealistic vision to help the world, and your master 11 life path is here to bring healing to the world. So your 6 idealism can be used, when used positively, to help you reach out to the world on a wide scale to heal as many people or beings, even animals, as you possibly can. Anything or anyone that is vulnerable in this world, your heart wants to help and heal. That's people in poverty, that's children, that's animals, but there's going to be specific areas, that's older people, anyone or any being that is vulnerable, and you're going to want to reach out your heart to this person. So as an 11, your soul is going to want to heal those that are most vulnerable, and that's what your soul urge brings you. It brings you a need to make a difference in the world, to support your life path 11, because that's what you're here to do, acting and manifesting on your vision of the ideal and being the change that you want to see. That's what you love to do in your heart. You want to see a world where everybody is nurtured and loved and cared for and feels peaceful and safe. You love to nurture others, especially those less fortunate than yourself, and you want nothing more than to build a comfortable, secure secure, happy home and family. Remember, this is what your heart wants. It's going to help you a lot, but you've got to look at your talent numbers as well to see whether you're going to find this difficult or hard. But when it comes to your life path, Master 11, having the heart to nurture and build a family will help you with your difficulties with your long-term relationships, because it's what you want from life, and it will drive you to work a bit harder when it comes to not only your relationships with others, but your long-term close relationships. But there will be some issues, because the soul urge number six isn't necessarily always inclined to walk a spiritual path, and 11s need to do spirituality daily. I mean, it's vital to help you with your nervous tension and your anxiety, and it can actually link and make you socially unable to get out there with people because you feel so, you know, full of anxiety and tension that you can't even fulfill your heart's desire and be around others and other family members because of this overwhelm. So you may have to like go away from what you desire here all the time straight away and actually start focusing on a spiritual path, manifestation and channeling and leadership. Sixes aren't really down for leadership. They prefer to be in situations where you're all working together in a cooperative, familial kind of environment. So to be a nurturing leader, that's going to be a step forward that you might not always want to do, but it's good for you to take on more nurturing, more leadership, more influential roles, even if you might feel that you don't want to do that. It's important that you do. So let's start breaking down the 11, because this is already going to be a longer video. I'll try and speed up to try and bring it under an hour, but because the 11 has double the tasks to achieve, it takes that little bit longer. So as I said, as an 11, you're an old soul. You've got higher potential and higher responsibility to improve the world on a wide scale. Now, little old me, yes, little old you, because it's often individuals that join with others that make big differences in this world. You're here to learn to connect to source energy and channel unique new ideas, new messages that actually illuminate and heal the world in a very positive way. Now, 11s can go totally the other way, and they can channel very damaging ideas and do quite things that are the opposite of healing. So that's the 11 at its lowest. We have had people that are in prison right now that are 11s that have taken their ideals and their idealism and taken it in a very negative direction and ended up hurting others. Now, I'm not saying that as a life path 11 you're at that level, but there at your lowest there is that potential. So the 11 needs to have positive ideals, a positive vision of what they want to bring to the world, and it's got to be realistic. So connecting to source, channeling new ideas to change the world in a good way, positively, to heal the world in a positive way, to be happy in the limelight, expressing your ideas to others. Now, this is going to be difficult because many 11s shut down because people don't always respond well to their ideas, so they shut down and don't express their healing ideas when it's vital that they do. And they need to do that. They need to develop and trust their own intuitive potential to know without validation from others that their message is good and will bring positivity, and to surge ahead anyway, not dependent on what other people say. Even if people say their ideas are rubbish, if they know intuitively that they're positive and healing, then it's vital that those ideas are still brought to the world, no matter what other people says. But you're going to have problems with worrying about what other people think, validation from others, and it can cause you to have low confidence and hide your ideas, and that's what we got to get past. But your motivation in the six draws you, it does draw you to practical, to spiritual subjects as well, but you're also very practical, so it's touch and go whether your heart will draw you towards the spiritual practice that you need, because it's got to be deep spiritual practice and it's got to be daily, and it needs visualization to help you focus your master energy and help you manage your anxiety and nervous tension. You tried already want and try to be sensitive and emotional and intuitive with those around you. You're very much in your heart a mama or a papa bear. You also like to be involved in everyday matters of practical Remember, practical nurture and advice and care of others, which can often turn you away from your spiritual side. Your love of sameness, tradition, ideas, convention and peace. Because, you know, things staying the same is safer, it's more stable, it's more peaceful. And the six quite likes that. And that can sometimes hold them back from bringing the change that they're here to bring. Because change can be quite chaotic and sometimes painful. And it can draw your heart away from this stability, tradition and sameness that your soul urge six wants. So you're going to need to go above your heart here and take those intuitive risks that you need to get your ideas out there and to push convention aside, because you're here to be a catalyst for positive change and healing. So don't let your heart's need to be stable, safe and secure hold you back from channeling your message that will bring positive change, even if in the interim it brings a little bit of chaos in its wake. That's change, and that's how it manifests. So support your Life Path Master 11 by putting more focus on the spiritual. Develop your intuitive potential. Sorry, that's my cat. Learn to meditate, channel healing messages, nurture your ideas. Learn to favor open-minded innovation. You've got to take some risk over sameness and peace and staying comfortable, because that's what change needs in this world. It will settle back down, and it's not saying that you won't be able to bring peace back to your life afterwards, but your message is the most important thing, and you mustn't let your need for comfort and sameness and tradition and convention stop you from being the catalyst for change that you actually are. You're here to learn to be the ideas person. People will often look to you for the innovative ideas, the new ways of thinking. But because you're here to do that, you may struggle to bring your unique ideas to reality. One, because of self-confidence, and another, because you've got ideas hitting you all the time. It's easy for an 11 to lose interest quickly after the initial idea and pay attention, if they can, to the streams of other messages and intuitions that are flying at them with their master energy. So they can sabotage themselves by not focusing on their idea enough to develop it, and having too lower confidence, thinking that they're not enough anyway, they might as well not bother kind of attitude, which cripples them. So you're an idealistic dreamer, and you need to bring those ideals to earth, but not all of your things that you channel are realistic yet. You know, there's something to work towards. So focus first of all on the ideas that are most realistic for you to bring and express and use to illuminate this world. Your motivation in the sixth energy provides you with the passion to nurture your idealistic ideas. Remember, you want to change the world when you're a six. This is good, but it's for the most vulnerable. You tend to focus your efforts on those that are the weakest in our society, those that need our support the most. But you're also a passionate planner. You're practical, you're happy to be hardworking and manifest your ideals in reality. You like to make sure that your ideals are grounded in reality, so that the ideas and the new messages you're trying to bring are usable and reconcilable on earth the way things are now. So support your Life Path Master 11 by staying focused. Now, this isn't going to be easy. Staying focused on your ideas and messages, because they're what you're going to use to heal the world. Focus on those channeled messages enough to plan them, take them forward, build the team and get them towards the expression stage, so that you can start confidently putting it out there. And don't be afraid to ask for help and bring team members in, because it's all part of the nurture of your idea and message. Ensure that your messages are realistic, as I've said, and set about confidently expressing them to heal the world. And if you need to pull in help to help you stay focused on the idea, to help you plan the idea, to help you get your ideal out there, make sure that the idea that you're channeling and giving to others, make sure that you're talking to people you can trust, because many 11s will get their innovation stolen if they don't be intuitive about who they share this information to. Because not everybody has your best interests at heart, and there are some out there that will take your idea and run with it and end up taking the abundance from that idea from themselves, basically stealing your innovation. So only Share your healing ideas, innovations and messages with those you intuitively trust, those that you know have your best interests at heart. That's really important. You're here to learn also to be confident in your uniqueness. The world, it says to us, be the same as everyone else, wear the same clothes, watch the same programs, and then you'll be accepted. This is something that the 11 needs to sidestep, because you're here to love your uniqueness, to be confident in it and see it as a gift. And I'm not talking about arrogant confidence. I'm talking about feeling happy that you're using your uniqueness, a uniqueness only you can bring to this world, because only unique people, those that embrace their uniqueness, can channel those unique, groundbreaking ideas and actually have the potential to act and express them in the world. And it's vital that you don't allow non-validation or insults from others or put-downs or naysayers to stop you from bringing these beautiful ideas, healing ideas to this world, positive healing ideas to this world, and not allowing, you know, non-validation from others to stop you when you know intuitively that your message is going to bring healing to others. You will sometimes crave validation, and sometimes you'll let that non-validation put you back in your box and stop you from sharing your ideas. But that's not something that you need to work past, that, because remember, you're an illuminator and you're not here to let anyone stop you do that. Your validation should come from your intuitive voice within, the intuitive voice within that knows that you're sharing a positive healing message. Your motivation in the six drive you to be focused, though, on the nurture of others. It very much pushes your heart in favor of focusing on other people, which means you might not always focus on yourself enough. And as an 11, you've got to focus on yourself first so that you can channel that to heal others. But the six is very focused outwardly on the people around them, improving their lives. And it's a very practical thing. So your need to be cooperative with others could leave you at times very sensitive to the opinions of others, and it could cause you to pull your uniqueness away, because we're taught in this world to conform and be the same as others if you want to make friends, if you want to be accepted by society. And that really is something an 11 needs to break out of their social conditioning. It won't be easy to do that, and you may need help from a practitioner to help you remove that need for validation from your social, from your childhood conditioning that this world would have put through you. So don't hide your uniqueness. Don't be afraid to be different. And if you need help to come away from that be like everyone else conditioning, then it's important that you do that. Because remember, you're here to bring something different, something that might put the cat amongst the pigeons a little bit. And that's going to cause a little bit of disharmony at times. You know, those that are receptive to your healing will help and support you and be part of your team. But there will be others that try and bring you down and try and silence your voice. And at all costs, don't let them do that. Okay, it's really important. You have a big message to bring to the world. Focus on, use and express your uniqueness to heal and raise the world's vibration. You know, whether people validate you or not, your intuition is your validation. That's vital. You need to bring and channel and manifest new ideas that break barriers and challenges others' comfort zones, because like I said, it's going to bring some disharmony. So your need to be harmonious and stay the same is going to be really challenged here, because you've got to learn to be braver, more confident, willing to take the intuitive risks you need to get your message and your new innovation, whatever that may be, out there, because you know it's going to heal the world. And you can't let people stop you. You can't let people in your life stop you. You can't let fear of upsetting others stop you, because fundamentally what you're going to bring is hugely positive. And that's when your ideals and your ideas are positive, not when you're in the negative side. That's when you really do need to go into yourself more, so that you don't end up bringing any ideas or any actions to people's hearts that could cause pain to others. That's vital. So only when your ideas are positive and strong. You prefer to create nurturing, safe environments. You may choose to avoid potential disharmony that your message will bring, and because you feel that it could upset people. It could cause disharmony, and your heart doesn't want that, but you're going to need to evolve past that, I'm afraid. You'll support your life path 11 by realizing that change is, yes, chaotic, yes, can be painful, but it develops you. We need it, and it's necessary for our human evolution and our soul's evolution. Expect and accept some resistance with intuitive courage, knowing that your message is good no matter how people react, and surge ahead bravely with your positive, realistic ideas in spite of dissension from others, because you're also here to be quite the harmonizer, which I'll be talking about at the moment. So you're here to actually put the cat amongst the pigeons, achieve the change that you're here to achieve, and then settle everyone down afterwards with as much mediation and harmony-bringing conversations as you can. So it's like you're here to cause chaos and then heal it again in order for people to then be at a higher level in their consciousness and healing in their heart. You need to be a practical initiator, because 11s can also sometimes not focus on their ideas enough or let confidence stop them. But they've got to learn to be a practical initiator, to surge ahead powerfully, to take action, to learn by experience as well as by planning. So the two in your 11-2 will want you to do a bit of planning, but sometimes you've got to bring some action into it and know that what you're doing is going to bring positive change, or any actions you're taking towards that positive change is going to actually happen. And you know intuitively that the actions you're taking are positive, and only action brings change. You can plan as much as possible and you can be ready for ages, but if you don't ever leave the starting gate, you're just going to stand there ready forever. So your motivation in the six energy means that you like to be a practical doer. Your heart wants to do things to bring practical change, which is good, because it's going to help you to want to take action on your ideas, to be a practical doer that prefers to actually learn by physical experience rather than theoretical study. And you might find that your heart doesn't really like planning much, a little, but it actually prefers to just act really and, you know, bring that positive change. Utilize your drive to act as a six and learn by experience when expressing and manifesting your new illuminating message to support your life path 11. So you need to set intentions every day, because remember I said you're a master energy. So the intensity of the energy that hits you daily is intense. So it can cause anxiety and nervous tension and be very overwhelming for 11, sometimes from the minute they wake up in the morning. So it's important that spiritual practice is brought in, intentions are set, and use spiritual practice and visualization to help you channel your advanced intense master energy into initiation and action and focus, because unchanneled or mismanaged energy that you're not focusing will cause that nervous tension and anxiety, and you'll end up either not doing anything, staying in bed all day, or medicating your anxiety with pharmaceuticals and other unhealthy substances. As pharmaceuticals, yeah, well, that's a whole different video. I go for herbalism and Reiki rather than chemical pharmaceuticals, but that's another video in itself. So, you know, deal with your anxiety in a spiritual intention visualization setting way, and try not to use substances, whatever that may be, to help manage that energy, because that's not how you're meant to manage it. So your motivation in the six energy draws you towards being interested in developing your spirituality, but quite in a practical manner. You know, you in your way, your spirituality might be achieved by the actions that you take daily, for example. So you will want to try and channel your huge master energy into action. So, which is good, but you might struggle to if you're not doing that spiritual practice as well as and beforehand, and several times a day often this spiritual practice is needed, especially at first. So support your Life Path Master 11 by channeling your intense creative energy into constructive action using spirituality, spiritual practice, breathing techniques, meditation, and visualizing your actions for the day going into each action. And when you feel that overwhelm coming over you again, go off on your own, go back into yourself and re-channel your energy, because it's going to be difficult at first and you may have to do it several times a day. But for action and focus, you're going to need to manage the energy that hits you daily and channel it through you and focus it as much as you can onto your actions for the day. You're here to learn to be interdependent. Now, not so independent that you push others away, refuse to delegate and want to do everything yourself, which you can't do as much as you think you can. You can't do everything alone. Independence is actually a huge illusion. We're all interconnected. And this is a big element of your 11 too, to really know in your heart that we are not individuals. We're all connected in one big energy field. We are source and source is us. I am my mum, my dad, my partner, my children, and they are me. We are one. We are interconnected. And what you do to one ripples out on the water towards others and out into the world. You know, it gets lesser as it goes out into the world, but it is still a ripple of energy that comes from you and goes out, and it doesn't stop. It keeps on going. So the more positive and healing your energy is, the more healing you will be on the world. So you're not independent, you're not alone, you're interconnected. So it's important that you behave as such, that you bring other people in to help you, but only those you intuitively trust. Remember, there are people that don't have your best interests at heart, and it's important that you only share your heart, your soul, and your innovation and your messages with those that can help you authentically and have your best interests at heart. So pushing other people away and trying to do everything yourself is a delusion, and you're going to struggle until you bring trusted others into your circle, because you've got a big responsibility and you just can't do it on your own. You know, your motivation in the six energy means you love to help other people out, you love to do, and sometimes to the point of meddling actually. You just want to help others, and the intention is good. You want to help. And you need and want your family and close friends and community members around you. So in that way, you bring a lot of interdependence into your life, because you know you need other people. However, your need to help puts you at risk of doing too much for other people without boundaries, you know, and that's not good, because you'll end up burning yourself out doing too much for other people, and then people start walking on you or becoming dependent on you. And remember, we're all interdependent. You don't want be people depending on you for their well-being. They've got their own path to walk. So there comes a point where over helping is not helping. Do you know what I mean? So boundaries are important for their well-being and yours. Okay, support your Life Path Master 11 by realizing that you need help too, and others can help you as well. Okay, interdependence. So when you need it, you got to ask as well. You got to learn to give and receive in equal measure for healthy interdependence. So important, especially for a double one. You need to be determined to succeed. Remember, you've got a big responsibility and a huge, beautiful, healing, wisdom-filled message to intuitively channel and manifest in this world. Constant self-discovery and spiritual development is key for you, because what you learn and develop within yourself, you will then share with others, and it will support your own inner intuitive confidence to share with others, like a little security blanket, so that you're you're feeling secure and safe in the ideas that you're channeling to others. Your motivation in the six energy isn't interested in worldly personal success. So if they were to do self-discovery and development, it wouldn't be because they want to succeed in the world. And so sometimes they can be pulled away from that kind of thing because they're more about the people and the family and the community around them than they are developing themselves for their own success. So you're more interested as a six a lot of the time in looking after those around you, creating secure, nurturing environments and making the world a better place one practical action at a time. But remember, it's time now that you're actually developing even further than that and bringing healing to wider audiences. So worldly personal success is going to be important for you. Spiritual development, self-discovery, anything that you can use to help you with your illuminating message to heal others. You know, heal yourself so you can heal others. You may not want to focus on yourself when you're a soul urge six. So self-discovery or spiritual development could fall by the wayside because of your focus on others. So you must make time for that for you. Support your life path master 11 by engaging in self-discovery, personal development, spiritual development, meditation, spiritual practices to support your inner self, your inner development, thus your confidence to act. And this will all assist you to spread your illuminating message to wider audiences. So important. You need to learn to be a supportive, nurturing leader. Be firm and assertive, but also empathic and supportive when needed. Leading others to the fruition of your own ideas and messages with balanced, nurturing and parental personal power. Now, your heart in the Soul Urge 6 loves to be the mama or the papa bear, but won't necessarily want it or want to associate that with leadership. It's going to be more parental guidance when it comes to the heart of the six. They're not so into the power or, you know, the need to tell people what to do or to get people to do their bidding. It's more about nurturing and guiding others in a parentally supportive way in order to help their lives. So support your life path master 11 by being a supportive and nurturing and know it as leadership, ensuring that you manage your own sensitive emotions to help you balance your personal power and be that nurturing leader that you need to be to get your message, your ideas out there and to develop the relationships in your personal life also. Your power, like I said at the very beginning, your ideas need to be positive because ones and 11s, especially 11s, can channel and manifest negativity. We have had 11s that are actually I'm not going to mention names, but we had one 11 that worked in the medical industry. And this was back in the 80s, and we've had more since, that worked in a hospital. And instead of healing the babies that were around her, she had this idealistic like vision that she was doing the right thing by ending the lives of these babies, thinking that she was doing something positive, but actually she was bringing very negative ideas to this world and causing great pain. So you're here to be the opposite of that. Remember that your capability can bring destruction and negativity as much as it can bring positivity. So your ideas must be positive and responsible and healing. That is vital. Your intentions should be for the health and wellness of every single person on this planet, no matter who they are or what they've done. There is never any justification for hurting another person, even if it's an ideal, like these some terrorist groups may think that their ideals are worth the lives of the people around them. No, you are here to bring positivity and healing and positive change to this earth. Don't be a person that brings ideas that you feel is idealistically right, but actually fundamentally causes pain, sickness and death. But that's it, an 11's very worst. Please don't think I'm calling you a serial killer or something. What I'm trying to do is accentuate the power that you have and that your ideas that you bring to the world must be positive and healing with good intention, or should I say, rather than good, positive intention. Because what's good and bad anyway? It's just positive and negative. And, you know, sometimes we need a bit of that bad. We need to experience a bit of that bad in order for us to develop and learn. So really, I should change that to positive and healing. So your motivation in the sixth energy endows you with a strong desire to be responsible and improve the lives of others, especially those that are the most vulnerable. You want to support others, not hurt them, which is good. You really want to be a positive nurturer of others, which is going to be great for you because it's going to help your 11 to be as positive as they can with their huge master energy. So use your humanitarian, compassionate drive within you to help you ensure that you always act with positive and responsible intention so that you support your life path master 11 in a very positive way. You also got to learn to be responsible to others and your family, your team, your group, the world in a very balanced way, because remember, we're all interconnected. So be responsible to those around you, but not too responsible, because you're here to deal with your responsibility to others. Now your sixth heart is going to make you, I think, do too much. Be over responsible to others rather than being balanced in your responsibility to others. So if you feel that you've taken on too much responsibility, or people are expecting too much of you, you need to put boundaries in place, or you're going to feel undervalued and resentful, and that's going to lead you towards irresponsible and sometimes negative action, which is what you want to avoid. So responsible to others in a balanced way. You're highly responsible in your heart, like I just said. And this may exacerbate your tendency to want to do too much, get too involved, offer unsolicited advice, and literally meddle in other people's lives. You're doing it with good intention to heal, but you know, there's got to be an element where you stop and take care of yourself and give the people the tools and the heart that they need in order to walk their own path, rather than you trying to walk that path for them or giving them advice that you would do. Because you know, you've got to keep in mind it's their life and their path, and your intentions are good. It's not that you're trying with any negative attention when your heart is good. So clarify your boundaries, know when to stop, leave it be, and take care of yourself. Because remember, don't forget yourself in all this. You are here to be a healer, but you're not here to forget yourself during that process. Develop and improve your social skills, widen and deepen them, because your life path 11 is all about healing others. So you've got to learn to be able to communicate, build rapport, and deepen your relationship with selected others, because many 11s as well, they struggle with their long-term relationships. They come in and out of relationships and struggle to hold relationships down, and that's often because they can be distant or smothering of others, and sometimes not dealing with their social life in a balanced way. So they can push people away or smother others, or be a mixture of the two in a very inconsistent way. And that can cause a lot of disruption and disharmony in long-term relationships. So 11s need to intuitively assess others and not only consider their own needs, but give the people in their life the balanced time that they need. Yes, you have got a big responsibility in their 11, and you need lots of time to yourself in order to channel and plan and manifest and express your ideas to the world. It's a big responsibility, but you need to bring some balance in there, otherwise you're going to be success rich and love poor. And you know, you're going to be a lot happier and more supported in your life if you have good relationships and a strong family around you. But your heart's going to help you here, because your motivation in the sixth energy makes you driven to build rapport. You want to maintain deep trusting relationships with your family and community. You'll be less motivated really to widen your social circle and network with people you don't know, because your heart prefers people in your community and family and friends, people that you already know. You prefer to be around and communicate with people you know. So you're going to need to develop towards being able to express yourself confidently to a wider audience. Remember, you're an 11, You're not here to just heal your family and community. You might start there, but further healing has to come about because you came with an 11 life path, a big responsibility to bring healing on a wide scale. So support your life path master 11 by utilizing your drive for deepening your relationships, widening your relationships to get your message out to a wider audience, and also important for you in your heart, maintaining your long-term close relationships as well. That's important for you and as 11. It's like balancing your responsibility to the world with your healing message and your responsibility to yourself and your own relationships in this world. And sometimes you can struggle to balance the two. You must learn not to smother your loved ones or have expectations or idealistic expectations that are unrealistic and can never be met, or on the opposite end of the scale, pulling away and being distant with your loved ones. This is often the crux of the difficulties that the 11 has with their long-term relationships. It's their imbalance between smothering an expectation and distance and pulling away. And it's about developing the ability to balance the two so that you balance your intense need for love and then have healthy long-term relationships. But this isn't going to be easy for an 11 to do at all. Your motivation, though, in the six energy means that you want to love and nurture. The love of your family, your love relationship, the people in your life, your friends, your community, those around you especially, are utmost in your mind when it comes to what your heart desires. This desire may cause you to be more on the smothering end of this difficulty in the 11, being too idealistic at times. However, your soul urge six is quite realistic. They know what ideals are realistic in this world, but you do have a high idealistic energy and you need to keep yourself in check that you're not dishing out expectations to others, and especially not expectations that are so lofty that they're going to struggle to achieve them, because it causes nothing but disappointment and it will do nothing for the people in your family's self-esteem, and certainly nothing for your long-term relationships. So support your life path master 11. You're going to need to put balanced focus in your innovative world-changing message, whatever that may be, your creativity in the world and the help you do to this world, and balance that with your life at home, with your long-term relationship, so you don't put too much focus on your family or too much focus on your message, that you can balance the two in a healthy way. So balancing your intense need for love for the achievement of healthy, balanced relationships and progression towards manifesting your healing message to more people. So there's a lot to achieve when you're an 11, I know, but it's a lifelong task. It's not as if you have to have all this done by next week or anything like that. So again, like I said at the beginning, you're here to learn to be intuitive. Intuitive to know that your ideas are good. Intuitive to use your ideas as your inner compass. Remember, you don't need validation from others. You're here to be of service to others. And your intuition will not only help your own inner compass and your desire and ability to channel your own wisdom and ideas, but the development of intuition will help you to assess others on a deeper level. And this will aid you in your journey to being sensitive to the needs of others so that you can use the wisdom or whatever it is, the knowledge that you have, the right knowledge, the right wisdom to help to heal that person that is sitting or standing in front of you. Your motivation in the six energy means that you're driven to be sensitive to the needs of others. Like I said, you're very focused on others to the point where you don't focus on yourself enough at times. And you're motivated to be of practical service to those around you. So to support your life path master 11, learn to listen to stop and listen to and trust and act on the voice within. Sometimes your external action can get in the way of going within. Remember, I said that your self-discovery and your personal development might be a bit lacking because your heart wants to help everyone else rather than yourself. So learn over time to listen to, trust, and act on your intuitive voice. And it's going to be gut feelings. It's going to be knowings. It's going to be even a voice in your head, whether it's in your voice or your guide's voice. It will be something that makes you stop and listen to the intuitive voice within. And it will be a feeling in your body, a voice in your head, or just a knowing. And it will come in various ways, your intuition. So with that intuitive development and trust in your intuitive skills and following and making decisions from your intuition, you then have the potential to know other people's needs better than they do, to be the best healer that you can be. You're here to be a cooperative team player as well, to get the job done as part of a cohesive team. 11s can be quite emotional and overwhelmed and sometimes even a disruptive drama queen at times. And they're here to actually cooperate within the team and sometimes even bring a bit of a nurturing leadership role to the team. So they're not here to disrupt the team dynamics. But your motivation in the six energy, even though your 11 might find that as a struggle, your heart doesn't want to do that. Your heart wants you to be a team player, a positive team player. You desire peace, you desire cooperation, you want to work well as part of a cooperative team, group, family, community. And this want, this desire to be harmonious, will really help you to work within a team and to be part of a helpful, cohesive team rather than you being a disruptive team member. But it's your heart that is going to drive you here. And it will be down to the other numbers in your chart as to how easily you actually manifest that on Earth. You've got to have those boundaries in place. I keep on about them. You've got two very strong service numbers are there. And if you've got a strong service expression number two, the boundaries are going to be even more at the forefront. And you need the assertiveness inside you, the inner knowledge, knowing and strength, and the inner self-esteem to demand boundaries, to being overworked, walked all over, or taken advantage of, or even taken for granted, because some people can see the healing nature of an 11, see the gentle ways of an 11, and think that they can take advantage. And also, an 11 doesn't help themselves. They'll often shape-shift and change who they are in order to please others, and that's to keep the peace and avoid disharmony. And not only does that disrupt their life path in many, many ways to do that, because they're here to actually put a cat amongst the pigeons, bring change, and then mediate it afterwards. If you never allow that positive conflict to come into play, change will never come. So you've got, being a shapeshifter to please, you've got to develop away from that. Bring your channeled ideas, manifest and express your channeled ideas. Don't always feel that you have to please others, because it's disrupting your life purpose big time. Your motivation in the six energy means that you do desire to help the team, help the family, help the community. You're driven to maintain a practical work ethic, healthy boundaries to preserve your own well-being. So you will be helped by your heart. Your heart wants those boundaries, but whether you actually always act to enforce those boundaries will be down to how developed you are and what the other numbers are in your chart, of course. So support your life path master 11 by not forgetting who you are and the value that you bring as an individual, and that you are valuable and you need rest too. It's not just about you only being valuable when you're helping others. That's rubbish. You got to look after yourself too, because if you don't, spirit will make you sick and they will force you to take care of yourself. So boundaries are vitally important from your well-being. You stop at the time you want, you start at the time you want, and you stop helping someone when you feel you've helped them enough. That is vital for your well-being, but also their well-being. So support your life path master 11 by not forgetting who you are, the value that you bring, and that you deserve to have boundaries for your well-being. You've got to be authentic, not a shapeshifter, you know, authentic, true to yourself. I know that sounds quite cliche, but it's what I mean. It's being true to who you feel you are inside and your ideals and beliefs, and not hiding those to please others. And assertive when it comes to your boundaries, because you know your value and you know you need rest for your own personal well-being and for the development of others, because, you know, others can't walk their path if you're walking it for them. You're also here to serve the world, help the team, the family, the community, the world, and be dependable. And like responsibility, sometimes you can be undependable, sometimes you can be over-dependable, and you need to bring balance to those. So you can always, you're here to always be relied upon, to keep the cogs turning behind the scenes, to be dependable to those around you. But again, don't forget those boundaries and balance, because being over-dependable means you're not looking at your boundaries and you're doing too much again. So balanced dependability for their well-being and yours, because your motivation in the six energy means you're driven towards being dependable to others, to be organized, focused, to be of service to others, to make the world a better place. And it can push you to be overly dependable and again ignore your boundaries. And you're an 11, you're here to do big things in this world. You can't be focusing on everyone else all of the time, because you're not developing your even bigger ability to heal in the 11. So you're hindering their life and yours by not having those boundaries in place and being over responsible or over dependable. But you can't be, it's important that you're not under dependable or under responsible either. You need a balance of the two. Do what you can do for others to bring healing, but take that rest and know when to focus on you. That's important. You like to organize the cogs, you like to keep them oiled, so it can push you to work too hard. And you enjoy doing things and keeping the cogs turned for the family, the group and the team. And you already have that heart to do that. Just don't forget the boundaries in all that, really important. And like I said earlier, you're here to bring change and put a bit of a cat amongst the pigeons, but then you're also here to be the tactful mediator, because many 11s can run away from conflict. They run away from sharing their ideas because they're fearful of conflict, and then they might share their ideas and run away because 11s are very sensitive spiritual beings and they don't like conflict. But you are here not only to create positive conflict that actually will catalyst into positive change, but then to also be part of the mediation process on helping to resolve any conflicts or disharmony will come from that, and actually be the mediator rather than running away from conflict, avoiding conflict, or hiding from conflict until it's over, or even shape-shifting to appease the conflict. That's not what you're here to do. You're here to see both sides of the coin and make a fair and informed decision that's going to help everyone involved to a certain extent, without too many people getting more concessions than others. It's got to be cooperative, tactful, and it's got to be that everybody involved gets a look in and gets some form of positive energy from that. Your motivation in the sixth energy means you like to help, you like to advise the team, the group, the family, the community. You like to be the sensible voice of reason that talks everybody round, like the papa or mama bear that bangs everyone's heads together and waggles their finger at them. You know, you hate repeated conflict, but you can deal with conflict to a certain extent because you want to bring peace as a six. You hate it and you will avoid it sometimes, but at the end of the day, you're quite parental, and any conflict that you feel that you can help with, you'll bang all the members' heads together and try and come up with a practical decision, or, you know, a resolution that is going to help as many people as possible. So the sixth heart will help you to a certain extent there. Support your life path, Master 11, then, by putting more focus on being the mediator of any team, group, family or situation, even if it's not always mediating one of your ideas, mediating in general. Because remember, your long-term relationships, your other relationships, there's going to be conflict involved, and running away from that conflict will only serve to hurt the relationship, not help it. It's dealing with those issues and sweeping out the dust from under the sofa sometimes that you need to do to help maintain your long-term relationships, and of course to mediate the chaos that might come when you share an illuminated message that gives people healing or epiphanies or changes their life, because that can cause the initial chaos and sometimes resistance. that you will have to deal with as an 11. So you're here to not only channel that idea, you've got to stay focused on it as I keep on, to focus, to plan, to channel the next steps, to have the idea and think, what do I have to do first, then next, then after that, and plan each step with goals and targets and build a team to help you achieve that. The energy of the 11 needs to nurture the ideas that they channel. So you may nurture the ideas of others sometimes, but really you're about nurturing your own healing ideas so that you can heal those wider audiences. Your sixth motivation means that you love to plan. You love to look at all the contingencies and make sure everything's safe and secure, to team build. You love being around others, nurturing ideas and throwing ideas around people, whether it's in a team or a family or a group or a business meeting, whatever. The six really likes to plan and talk and chat and team build. And they'll be a big part of the, you'll want to be that social teamy person within the situation. So you'll be good at team building. Well, not good at it. Why am I saying good at it? You'll want to team build. You'll want to plan. And sometimes that's all you need. You know, everyone can team build and plan unless they have particular social difficulties in their talent numbers. You know, your heart can often overtake what you might struggle to do at times in your chart. So support your life path, Master 11, by nurturing, planning and expressing to illuminate. So not leaving your ideas on the wayside or letting them fall on stony ground. Actually focusing on them, taking them forward, planning on them and bringing the team together so that your healing messages and ideas nurture as many people as possible. You know, you must also have the inner confidence. Now 11s and 1s, but 11s mostly, sometimes their need for validation from others or upbringing or just self-deprecation causes them to judge themselves and think they're not good enough. Sometimes it comes from their ideals. Sometimes it comes from upbringing. Sometimes it comes from your karmic past. You've just got this niggling idea that you're not good enough and that your ideas and decisions don't have any value and won't mean anything or aren't true. And that's what you need to pull away from to support your inner confidence. You know, your intuition should be the basis of your actions, your thoughts, your heart, your confidence, everything, because your inner compass is good enough. You are good enough and you are more than enough. So give yourself your own kudos. You know, sometimes you'll judge yourself on what everyone else says or thinks about you. No. You need to develop your own internal compass. Turn inward for validation and trust yourself. Do what you think you should do, because if your soul is guiding you, it's guiding you well. The only thing you have to keep in mind is don't have expectations when you follow your intuition. Sometimes your intuition is directing you towards a lesson, and you may expect that if I follow my intuition, it'll lead to A, but it might lead to B. So think to yourself, okay, why has my intuitive voice led me to B? There must be a lesson embedded in that. So always follow your intuitive wisdom. And if the results aren't what you expect, what are the lessons that you might have needed to learn from that experience? Your motivation in the sixth energy provides you with the drive to try and build self-trust by reconciling your high idealistic expectations with practical and spiritual reality without that self-judgment. When you have a six in your heart, you have all those ideals, but it's like you're a pragmatic idealist. You have those ideals, but you don't judge yourself or others for not achieving them yet. You understand that we're all on a journey towards that development. So support your life path, Master 11, by putting more trust in your intuitive voice within, and thus then your ability to make effective, independent, intuitive decisions without the need to go to others or feeling low in confidence when doing so. Trust yourself. Give yourself your own kudos. Now, I hope you've really liked this video today. Please like and subscribe. If you'd like a reading, it's best to email me at katie@soulexplorer.net. I do in-depth numerology readings plus tarot readings as well. We can either mix the two or you can have two separate readings. totally up to you. The life path and the expression of your numerology chart are all big picture theories, but sometimes you need a bit of tarot to help guide you in the specifics. So if you'd like a reading from me, a long two-hour reading, or a slightly shorter one-hour reading, or even a shorter one than that, contact me. I'll be happy to serve your needs with whatever budget you have. So you can also find me on Facebook. I have a page, Soul Explorer Numerology, and I'm on Instagram as Soul Explorer Kate, and I'm on LinkedIn and Twitter as well. I have also some books on Amazon, so if you want to learn to be a numerologist yourself, or you want more in-depth knowledge of numerology, then take a look at my take a look at Amazon and put my name, Katie Ewers, KATIEYOUERS, into the search box, and my current three books will come up. There's a fourth book in the making, but it's taking ages for me to get it finished. So the Soul Urge book, it's on its way. My first book is for beginners, really, and that's Knowing Your Personal Chart, or Remember Your Personal Chart. And then you've got thicker books that delve deep into your numbers and really break them down so that you can really see the detail of your numerology chart. So whatever I taught you, whatever I say to you, it's your intuitive voice that you need to be trusting in. Trust the soul within you, and see you next time.